This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon all and welcome along to this week's edition of Band Concert here on Plains FM. I'm your host, Jamie McEwen, and I'm back again for another half hour of pipes and drums for you all to enjoy. As it's Thanksgiving weekend over in the US at the moment, I thought I'd pick a number of tracks with a link to Uncle Sam for today's show. And what a better way to start the show with the United States' current world champion pipe band. This is the City of Dunedin, who took out the Grade 2 title in Glasgow back in August. And this is their medley performance from the Grade 2 final.
Thank you.
Great stuff there from the City of Dunedin Pipe Band, of course based in Florida, United States, not in Otago, New Zealand, and probably safe to say that there's a better climate in the US Dunedin than the Edinburgh of the South that we have. Back in New Zealand, of course, the Hararata Highland Games kicked off the domestic season here in Canterbury, and thankfully the wild and wacky weather that we've been experiencing lately, that all held off and produced another fine day for the bands to get out on the grass for the first time this season. Unfortunately for the Scottish Society, however, they were unable to compete as their drums were still in transit back from the Worlds in UK. I suppose on the proverbial slow boat from China, it would seem. So we're all looking forward to them being back on track for next week's Casino's Highland Day contest. And they'll actually be competing up in Grade 2. Of course, they're the only Grade 3 band that are entered in, so they've been asked to play up in Grade 2 for that contest, just so they got some competition. And of course this year it's going to be back across on the other side of Islam Road, on the Oakover Lawn, where it was held probably the first 2 or 3 years after the earthquakes pushed the competition out of Victoria Square. So it promises to be another good contest with 11 bands entered and also 6 entries in the juvenile event, which is fantastic to see. So back to some more of the red, white and blue. Here is some great music from Seattle-based piper Jory Chisholm, starting with the jig Swagger. course, as we get into December, we naturally finish the calendar year on the contest circuit with Palmerston North Squeddo, which is the first opportunity for the Grade 1 bands to converge and start the arm wrestle for national supremacy. New Zealand Police, of course, are the current Grade 1 championships for New Zealand, are under a leadership change at the moment, with former Pipe Major Emmett Conway heading back home to the UK to take up his new role as Pipe Major of Shots and Dykehead. And the band is under the interim leadership of Adam Michie. However, unfortunately for the band, they have just announced this week that due to unforeseen circumstances, the New Zealand Police Pipe Band will be unable to compete at Palmerston North, and they have withdrawn from the contest. So it looks like just a three-band contest in Grade 1, with Canterbury Caledonian, Auckland Districts, and host band Manawatu Scottish Society in attendance. So certainly all best to both the Canterbury Caledonian in Grade 1 and, of course, other centre band, Scottish Society of New Zealand, who will be competing in Grade 3 as they attend that contest in the next couple of weeks. Staying with the New Zealand Police, let's head back in time almost a couple of decades now to the band's Doing Time in America album. Here are a couple of tracks from the album, which included studio tracks along with recordings from the band's trip to the United States in 2001. The first features a sample of the Pibroch Lament for the Children, followed by a couple of reels, the first of which perhaps fittingly called Conway's Farewell. So enjoy this from the New Zealand Police Pipe Band.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Bang Concert here on Plains FM. We're marking Thanksgiving weekend, which is happening in the United States at the moment, with a number of piping tracks that have an American theme or a link. That was the New Zealand Police Pipe Band, with a couple of tracks from their Doing Time in America album, and that was a selection of hornpipes, finishing with the tune Maximilian. Looking ahead to post-Christmas, the RNZ PBA Summer School is again being held in Christchurch. The dates for that are Sunday, January 6th through to Friday the 10th of January at St Andrews College, which is where it's going to be held again, as it has been for the last couple of years. And again, we've got an impressive lineup of international tutors featuring Jack Lee and J.R. Maxwell from Simon Fraser University. Stephen McWhirter, of course, who's the nine-time world solo drumming champion and leading drummer of Inverarian Districts. And Andrew Elliott, who is from the lead tenor drummer from Phil Marshall Montgomery. So certainly a great lineup there. Plus there'll be obviously some of our New Zealand tutors as well to assist with all that there. So also on the 5th of January, as part of that, as a wee precursor to the summer school, the RNZ PBA is hosting a workshop also in Christchurch with Dr. Steph Burns and Steve McWhirter on pipe band education. So that will certainly be of benefit for those of you involved in teaching in pipe bands at all levels. So certainly, if you haven't already, get some information on that from your local band or the association Facebook page if you're interested in enrolling in either of those items. We're nearly out of time on today's show, so we're going to finish today's show with another American band. This is the last American band to make it to the Grade 1 final, and that was the LA Scots Pipe Band back in 2012. The band now regraded to Grade 2 and competed in the Grade 2 final this year, but this is back in, as I say, back 6 years ago. They made it through to the final, and this is their medley performance. So I'll be back again in a fortnight's time. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon listening here on Plains FM.